We will review in short the first four seifim and a few of the others of the Sikha Dvarim Aleph, the first Sikha in Chelik Yud Dalad Lekuta Sikhas. Chumash Dvarim begins Perek Aleph Pasik Aleph with the Pasik Eile Advarim Asher Dibur Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'Ever Hayarden Bamidbor Be'Arovo Me'il Suv Bein Poron U'Bein Toifel Ve'Lovon V'Chatzeroiz V'Dizov. Rashi says, Elo advarim, these are the words, which word is it referring to? Ein divrei techoches. These are words of rebuke, words of admonishment. And the listing of the places is monakanus kola mekoimoy sheich isu lifnei amokim boem. That here is the Torah listing all the places in which Bnei Yisrael caused anger lifnei amokim before Hashem. And since it's places which we actually angered God, lefichoch, therefore, sasames advarim, v'yiskiron beremes. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu does not want to admonish us by specifying what we did, but is only mentioning it through intimation, beremes, mipnei kvoidom shel Yisrael, because of the honor of Bnei Yisrael. To be mechabed Bnei Yisrael, to honor them, is not mentioning what we did wrong, but rather the locations where we did wrong. And Rashi goes on and explains each word, what that specific angering of Hashem took place in that place. What happened in Bamidbar, what happened in Arova, later what happened in Moel Suf, in Poron ben Teufel Velovon, Chatzeroit, and finally what happened regarding to the place called Dizov. When it comes to Dizov, and this is where the Rebbe starts the Sicha, says Rashi, what is the Dizov? Oichichon alo Egel Sheosu. That here is Moshe Rabbeinu rebuking them over the Egel, the golden calf, Sheosu, which they had made, Bishvil Roiv Zov She'oyolohem, because of the Roiv Zov, of the abundance of gold which they had, that's what caused them to make the eagle. And he brings a pasik Shenemar, as it says, Vekesef Irbeisi Lo Vezov. Hashem says, I provided them much silver, Vezov, and gold, and Osu Labal, and they fashioned of it a Baal, an image of Avodah Zarah. A pasuk in Hosea. So this Rashi v'dizov, but Rashi starts with the words oichichon alo egel, that he had managed them of the egel. Seemingly, this is going to, just like the other places, which Rashi already mentioned right in the beginning of this pasuk. An eile advarim, that monokan kol amekoimoy sheichisu lifnei amokim, that the pasuk is mentioning all the places which they angered Hashem. So the question is, why does Rashi have to write again oichichon alo egel? So the Rebbe says, because it seems that according to Rashi, the dizov is not included in the places which was mentioned in the pasuk, since Dizov is not a name of a place. And since it's not a name of a place, therefore we wouldn't have known that Dizov is also a part of the admonishment, because like Rashi says, that he's mentioning the places, and through the places is he reminding them what wrong they did in those places. But if Dizov is not a name of a place, so what is this coming in this pasuk? Therefore, Rashi has to emphasize again, Ve'oichichon al o egel, she'osu bishvil roiv azov. That here too is, it's not a name of a place, but it's actually a word, which the word itself, Dizov, is emphasizing that they had done something wrong with Zav, with gold, and this is the teichocha, the admonishment for the chait or eagle. So in other words, it's like this. And as the Rebbe explains it in Ore 3, in the beginning, Rashi writes, that what does Rashi say? That monokan kol ha-mekoymois she'ichisu lifnei ha-mokem. So the right, Rashi says, that the divrei trichochos is what the pasuk is, it's words of admonishment, and in this pasuk you're going to find all the places she'ichisu lifnei ha-mokem. And as Rashi actually explains, Bamidbar means one aveira, Barovo means something else. And this, since most of the words in this pasuk is names of places, so Rashi doesn't have to tell us on each word that it is a trichoche. Rashi only has to tell us by each of those words what wrong happened in that particular place. But there are two places which are an exception. The two places are Teufel Velovon, as Rashi himself says, that this is not a name of a place, and Dizov, which is also not a name of a place. And therefore, specifically in these places, Rashi again brings out the word Oichichon. He admonished them. To emphasize that even though it's not a name of a place, and we know that the names of the places are alluding to Teichoche, so you should know that here the word itself, not being a name of a place, is also a remez of Aichoche, of rebuke, of admonishment, which Moshe is rebuking Bnei Yisrael. Let's read all the three together. Besignoi Nacher, Al Pia Gdomas Rashi, the way that Rashi introduces in the beginning of Rashi, Umono kan kol amekoimois vechulu. Rashi says that in this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions all the places which they wronged Hashem. Moving, that's itself understood. Shepirush tevois bamidbar va'arovo vegoimer abois le'achize. That the word bamidbar va'arovo, which is mentioned in the pasuk after Eila Advarim, they're continuing to express this teichoches, the admonishments that Moshe admonished Bnei Yisrael. Shediber, he spoke. What did he speak? Teichoches, echichon, where, bamidbar vegoimer, etc. So this is what Rashi says: is all the names of the places that you're going to find in this pasuk is names which refer to the Teichoche. Masheinken ben Teufel velovon vechein dizov. Mikivu she'einam she'im mokoim. They are not the name of a place. So since they are not a name of a place, einam boim behemshech ledivrei Teichoches Moshe. So they seemingly are not coming, they're not continuing which the pasuk starts, Eila advorim asher dibur Moshe, that Moshe is moichiach, is admonishing them. Therefore, lochein muchrach Rashi lefarsho. Therefore, Rashi has to explain them and to specifically write how these places are also an idea of a chichon. That's why Rashi says before Teufel v'lovon, says Rashi, oy chichon al advorim shetoflo al aman shu lovon, that he admonished them to say that this name, even though it's not a place, it's a teichoche of something they wronged by the way they complained about the man. And here too, when it comes to dissolve, again Rashi says, Oy chichon alo egel she'osu bishvil roiv zov, that he had admonished them regarding the egel which was done by roiv zov. And this is what Rashi says in chichon. And why does Rashi have to say that it's not a name of a place? So the Pashto says the Rebbe in Seif, because in the Veinik in Seif Aleph, because we did not find in any pasuk that we have a location called Dizov. And Rashi doesn't have to tell us that there is no such location, because, like he says in the Order 5, because we already know that after Rashi explained us that regarding Teufel v'lovon, that it's a rebuke for which they did, and there is no such place called Teufel v'Lavon, so Rashi already established that Yesod, so therefore it's often understood when it comes to the Dizo v'Oso. Let's read the Ore 5. Ve'ein Rashi tzorich lichtoi v'dizov she'einoi she'mokoim. Rashi doesn't have to tell us that it's not a name of a place, doesn't have to emphasize it again, that we looked around the old Chumash and we didn't find a place like this. Ve'ein tzorich lichtoi, why? Ki muvenu me'atzmoi al yakdoi moso yoichichon. By the very fact that Rashi adds before dizov, before he explains that the dizov is referring to the eagle, he adds the word oichichon alo egel. So we know already that the fact that Rashi adds oichichon is because it's not a part of the locations, like we just explained earlier, that because the old pasuk is dochteichoche. So the fact that Rashi has to say it is because this is not related, not similar to the other places like Midbar and Aravo and Moilsuv. So because the word oichichon already tells us that this is a oichoche unrelated to a place, so therefore we know that the dizov does not mean a place. And the fact that it doesn't mean a place, doesn't Rashi have to write it, that ein oishe mokoim? Why? Because we already have this yesod, was already established earlier by dizov, as the Rebbe concludes, ve'ein tzorich lichtav shechozano al kol ha-mikro v'chulu, ki v'kvar kosav kein, Benegea le bein teufel velovon. This is what Rashi says, bein teufel velovon, shechozano al kol ha-mikro, that we looked around all over Chumash, veloi motzinu makoim, we have not found a place, shmoi teufel velovon, that the name of the place should be teufel or lovon, but rather it's a special rebuke regarding the man, which is lovon, etc. So, bimei leveisim mirdoch sheinsim, we already know that when the teichoche is related to the word, when the word itself brings out the teichoche, the admonishment, is because there is no place like this, so we don't have to mention that since we already have this yesod established when the word teufel v'lovon, when Rashi told it to us, when teufel v'lovon. So this is what the Rebbe starts up with introducing what is the teichoche of the dizov. The question is, for the Rebbe fragt weiter, why takenat? Why can't we say that dizov is a shem mokoim? Especially, he brings in over six, there is Mefarshim, the Rashbam, and others which learn that there was a place called dizov, and the reason it was called dizov was taken al shem o egel she'osu shom, because of the eagle, she'osu mishvil roiv zov. Especially, that we do find in Chumash, in many places, that places were given a name, the location was named because of the certain activities which took place in that particular place. For example, he goes in Oras 7 and he brings five places like this. He brings in Noyach, the place was called Bovel, Al Shem Kibolal, they got confused. In Vayero, it was called Be'er Sheva, because Nishbeu, from the word Shvua, they took an oath, Avram and Avimelech. In Vayichi, it was called Evel Mitzrayim, because it was a tremendous mourning for Mitzrayim when they followed Yaakov Avinu's casket to Eretz Yisrael. Maso Merivo, in Parshas Beshalach, they challenged Hashem. Parshas Shlach, Nachal Eshkoil, they carried the Eshkoil Anovim, the grapes from Eretz Yisrael, the story of the Meraglim. So we see clearly that in Torah, in many places, the location, the geographical location is given a name based on certain activities, pe'ulas, which happened in that place. So even though that we don't find specifically in Torah the name Dizov, so it's enough that it's mentioned here once. And to say that Dizov is the place where they serve the eagle. And as the Rebbe explains, Teufel v'lovon, then you can't say there is a place called Teufel v'lovon. because of the story of the man. Why? Because the Teufel v'Lavon, what is the word Teufel v'Lavon? Rashi says, Teufel v'Lavon, Lavon is white. And this refers to the man, which it looked white. Teufel means they slandered the man, they complained against the man. Thus is Teufel v'Lavon. So in other words, the word Teufel v'Lavon, it on its own, if it doesn't represent the story of complaining about the man. Teufel v'Lavon only says that it was man, and it was white. And Teufel doesn't also mean a specific hate which has to do with the man, because everything which they did in Midbar, meaning all the chatoim, all the sins which is mentioned in the previous locations and in the other locations, they all are a part of the same word called Teufel. Teufel is a term which means slandering, but spoke against. And this existed in every chait. So if you come and you call Teufel v'Lavon because of the man, so really that name would not express the complaint over the man. Now the Rebbe says, when you call a name al shem, a certain pe'ula, something which happened there, so you have to see in the name, you have to recognize in the name what happened. What happened? How it happened? For example, Bovel. So you say that it was called Bovel Hashem Kibol al Hashem. Right? The Rebbe confused their languages. So you know that the name Bovel is a place which represents a confusion which took place in the languages how people spoke. Be'er Sheva. Sheva is a Shvua. So it speaks about an oath, a certain Pe'ula which took place in that location, when Avraham and Avimelech swore at each other, etc. Sometimes it's the Siba, Maso Merivo, the reason for the lame Maso Merivo, because there was a place of Merivo, of quarreling and complaining and challenging Hashem. But Teufel v'Lavon, the fact that the man is Lavon, is white, is a side technical detail in the so-called, in the appearance of the man. It doesn't represent what happened there, that they actually were complaining, they didn't want to, continue just enjoying the man, v'chulu, v'chulu. It doesn't give out what happened. And therefore, we understand that Teufel v'Lavon is clearly not a name of a place, right? We don't have a place, it's not a name of a place. And therefore, we say, Toflu alaman. We have to explain it. And we're not calling the name after the Toflu alavan. But Dizov, it's very good. Dizov means the reason for that sin of the golden calf was Dizov. Because they had Roivzov, as Rashi says. So the place is called Dizov because they had a lot of Zov. And that Roiv Zov led them to Chet Egel. This is what the Rebbe is asking in the continuation of Seif Aleph. As he says inside, Lomo lo yefarish lo shei mokim, venikro ha mokim di Zov, as shei mo Egel she'os l'shom bishvel Roiv Zov. That should be the name of the place. And he explains why, but Teufel v'Lavon, it's not that you can call the place on something which doesn't represent the actual Siba, the reason for the Aveira, for the complaint. It doesn't express the thing in which the complaint happened. It's just a side thing which has nothing to do, seemingly, with the place itself. So this is the Shaila. For that, the Rebbe continues with another place which the Zov is mentioned in regard to Cheto Egel, and this is in Pashas Kisiso. Pashas Kisiso, Moshe Rabbeinu, after Hashem is very upset on the fact that the Chetu Egel, Vayoshev Moshe Hashem, Moshe returns, Vayomer in Ishe, says, Ono Choto, Omaze Choto Gdoilo. It was like a very great scene, Vayasu Lohem Elokezov. And Rashi says, Ato hu shegoram tolem. Rashi in Pashas Kisiso, in Peik Lamed Beis, Posek Lamed Alev, Rashi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Rebbe Shter, it was your fault. Ishpat olem zov, v'chol cheftzom, you gave him so much gold. So, ma yasu shelo yechtu. And Rashi brings a mashal, that you're placing a person in a situation which it's very difficult to avoid to do something wrong. And here too, you gave him so much gold that it was very difficult to avoid to do something like an eagle. You get too much gold. That's what happened. Which is in when you read it superficially. So this pasuk and this Rashi is similar to what Rashi says by us. By dizov oichichon alo eagle sheosu bishvil roiv zov sheoyalohem. Shneimar, it brings the pasuk. Here he says that we did it because of gold you gave us. In Parshas Kisiso, he also tells us that it was because of the plenty of gold you gave us. But really, if you look carefully, says the Rebbe, in Rashi, it's different. First of all, by us, Rashi brings a pasuk. The kesef irbeisi lo v'zov osu labal, that I gave them a lot of gold and silver and they made the bal. This pasuk Rashi doesn't bring in Parshas Kisiso. This pasuk Rashi only brings here in Chumash Dvorim. So the Rebbe explains that in Parshas Kisiso and Parshas Dvorim, it's two different types and two different reasons why Moshe is mentioning the gold. Parshas Kisiso, after Chetu Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu is looking to what? To be melamed zchus anyidin. To activate, be melamed zchus, is looking to defend them and to speak for their benefit, in order to remove Hashem's anger for the severe avera of Egel Azov. And he wants to advocate for us. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, that, look, choto om azeh choto gdeilo. It's a huge avera. But nevertheless, it's not their fault completely. Since you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave him so much gold, and because you gave him so much gold, that what led him to a situation that it made him do the gold, the Egel Azov, the golden calf. Yes, such a huge quantity of gold, right? And this gold led him to do the Aveda. This is the passion with Moshe is saying. As the Rebbe explained, because Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Ono choto amaze choto gdeilo, right? Take, it meets that he did a great scene. Vayashu lokeb elokei zov. And this comes right after he's asking Hashem to forgive them. If you're asking for forgiveness, what are you mentioning the Avera? The Avera is a reason for not to forgive them. You're looking to encourage Gav Yochel the Rebbe to forgive them. So therefore, Rashi says that in these words, "Vayashu lekeim lekei zov," be'emes lies in these words a way that Moshe Rabbeinu is intending to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there is what to advocate for Bnei Yisrael, they are not completely at fault, since you gave them a lot of gold, right? And that's what Rashi talks in Parshas Kisiso. In our Parsha, Moshe is mentioning the gold as a part of the Techocha. Moshe Rabbeinu is looking to admonish them, to rebuke Bnei Yisrael, Oichichon, Alo Egel. right? He's admonishing them. This is not a place that Moshe Rabbeinu is looking seemingly to advocate, but rather to be moichiach. And therefore, dafki here is where Rashi brings the pasuk, well, kesef irbeis olav ezov osu lebal. Because in this pasuk, the pasuk emphasizes that the money, the silver and gold, the Rebishter gave them. And not only the Rebishter gave them, but he gave it to them in basi, in a plentitude. And they went and abused that very same gold to do something against the Rebishter. So this obviously brings out the severity of that chet ha'egel. And that's where the pasuk comes in. As the Rebbe says in the end of Se'iv Beis. Umi'at to move, and he says on top, that if shall Rashi in Pshuta Shemikra lohovi pashkisisa akosu vekesev irbeisi levezov osu labal. Ki ba posik ze, because in this posik, mudga sha kesev ezov, shosu nakodesh borchu, that the Eibishter gave, irbeisi. Velo inis in the stam, ki irbeisi lohem, I gave to them a lot, a plenty of gold, and from the very gold that I gave them, and a lot of it, Mehem atzmam osu dover, they did something shu a heper etzoy nishla kodesh baruch hu. Against the Rebishter will, harin nekuda zu mavlito, this emphasizes further and stronger, as goydel acheid beyoysa. A bigger the sin is. And the Rebbe adds in Ora 16, that the suffer, the addition of the teichocha is even further. And it goes as follows. Bechlal, everything a person has is given from the Mabishtim. But here, it was given to them in a revealed way. It was clear that the Rebishter shows them, I am giving you gold, because I want to give you gold, and I want you to have, and nevertheless yet, they're abusing this very same open gift to do something against the Rebishter Chachman of Islam by making an eagle. That brings out further the force of the teichach of the admonishment, which here in Chumash Dvarim Moshe is intending to. Let's read August 16. Beniden didat, in our case, which the gold was given to them and they made the eagle, zog the Rebbe, are loy rak she yodua bechlolus she kol ma she yesh le bnei odom are dinit al meisa kodesh baruch. Not only that it's known that everything a person has, the Rebishter gave him, Kemeshe Kosuv, the Pasuk says in Chagi, Lia Kesef, the Lia Zov, Neum Hashem Tzvokes, that the Rebishter, everything belongs to him, and whatever you have is his. So he lets you to share the gold and silver which belongs to him. So this is in a regular case. Every time in history, in life, that people have silver and gold, Kumtos, it belongs and it comes to the Rebishter. But here, but Ibn Yisrael in Midbar, says the Rebbe, Kim be'oifin golui, nitan lehem ha'kesev ezov, v'midbar me'akodesh baruch hu. Here, it was in oifin golui, in a revealed manner, was specifically given to them silver and gold in Midbar, while being in desert. Kamefudesh, and he brings the psukim, she'akodesh baruch hu tzivov, while they were still in Mitzrayim, that Eibishter commanded, meaning it wasn't something that they initiated. That Eibishter initiated the idea that they should be loaded with gold when he said, Veshoalo, Isho Mishchento, Klei Kesef, Uklei Zov, Vesmolois. That Eibishter asked them, go and borrow, so you're going to have it. Vechem bepoyaloyo. Vashem nosan eschena om. Even afterwards, they could have gone, tried to borrow, but then the Mitzri would say, I'm not interested in lending you. Or that Eibishter made it such an ace, so to speak, a miracle, that they actually found favor in the eyes of the Mitzri, and they were lending them silver and gold. So this is a clear direction and every step of the way that the Eibishter, God, is the one who gives it to them. And afterwards, or your biza sayam. Aladish HaKadosh Baruch Hu kora lebesayam. It's vital that Eibishter is clearly showing his hand. He Iskor alayim es hayam. He causes and he brings about the splitting of Yam Suf. And at that time, coming out of Yam Suf, is they see the entire bezo, the entire gold and silver which Mitzrayim brought with them when they were chasing after them. So this is the Chmamish Simonim, clear, open Simonim, that this is, I am personally involving myself in giving it to you. This is Kesev Zov in Beis Elohim. This is what the Pasuk is referring to, that the silver and gold that I gave them. And by bringing out that there was a direct gift from the Rebishter in so many beautiful ways, so this is obviously emphasizing even further the Goydel Achet, the severity of the sin, which Moshe is alluding here in Parshas Dvorim, when he's admonishing them, Eile Advorim, Oichichon Alo Egel. Masha'enken in Parshas Kisiso, there, it's not a part of the admonishment, fakert. Moshe Rabbeinu is looking to diminish, to make smaller their sin, at least this, the reason for their sin, because the Matore, he had a purpose. The Matore was, by Heito Egel, was to be by Rachmim, that Rebbe Shah should forgive us. So Dir is looking to actually diminish the sin, so he's not bringing that Pasik, which Rashi brings over here, the Kesefir Beisulem, because this is not what it's important. But now, based on that, so the Rebbe comes in Seif Gimel, and he answers the question that me asked originally. The question that me asked originally, why can't we say that the place itself is called Dizov? Al Shem Cheto Egel. The place is called Dizov. Instead, Rashi says that the reason it's called Dizov is Bishvil Roiv Zov She'oyolem. And that's what led him to the Cheto Egel. So based on what we said now, comes the Rebbe and explains as follows. Be'emes, Rashi is not coming to tell us that the Roiv Zov, that the fact that they have so much gold, that was the reason for the Cheto Egel. No. Because, first of all, we know Al Pi Plutish Mikro what was the reason for Cheto Egel. The reason for Cheto Egel was, is that the Torah says the Parshas Kisiso. Vayarom ki beishesh Moshe lo redes minor, that Moshe was delayed, and that's why they were looking to get themselves someone to substitute Moshe, realizing that Moshe is delayed, that Moshe is not coming. The fact that they had gold, and a lot of gold, is really a detail, a side detail, in the way they seemed when going to establish something when Moshe is not coming down the mountain. And that using that gold is really a side detail, which is a detail. But that detail is adding and is increasing the severity of the sin. Right? But it's not that the gold itself is the reason for the sin. So since it's not the reason for the sin, it's only a prat, it's only a detail, how they sinned. So therefore, is like he said before, we don't call a place named after one prat, one detail, how the crime and how the sin was done. We call places after the sin itself. By example, when Rashi says Moil Suf, that they were rebelling against Hashem by standing on the Yam Suf, right? When they say Ani bli ein kvorim b'Mitzrayim, etc. So there, the hate itself was that they are spinning, going through the Yam Suf, and they're standing and complaining. We want to go back. So there, the Yam Suf represents the place and the reason for which led them to let them to the sea. Masha Enkin over here, the Zav is not what caused them to sin. The Zav was not the main Iker which caused them to sin. The Zav was which supported them their sin, which gave them the way how to go ahead with the fact that that Boishe Shmoishe, what are we doing and what are we doing now? And they went ahead and they made a Egel Azov. But it's not that the Zov is the Siba for the sin. The Siba of the sin is like we said, Vayaron Kim Boishe Shmoishe. So therefore, since it's only a prat, it's only a detail, therefore Rashi does not look to say that there is a place called Dizov, because the name of a place is only mentioned when the name itself brings out the Avera, and not when it's a prat in a detail which is involved in the Avera, like we said before, but Teufel Veloven. But what the Rebbe continues here is something very interesting in regarding to the relationship from the Zov to Chaito Egel. In the one end, the Zov, and this is what he continues in Seif Dalet. In the one end, the Zov is diminishing, so to speak, the Avera. It makes it smaller. Like Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rebishter, you know, they have so much gold, so you have so much gold that Kaviyochel caused them to sin. So it's diminishing the Aveda, right? It's a way of Melamed Chuzayin. It's trying to advocate for Bnei Yisrael. In the other end, Zov is also Magdil. It's also magnifying the Aveda. Like we said, that in this very gold that the Eibishter gave you, you went and you abused that gold to go and to do something against the Eibishter. And this is really the difference between the gold way that's mentioned in Parshas Kisiso and the way it's mentioned in Parshas Chumash Dvorim. In Parshas Kisiso, dear Moshe Rabbeinu is looking to advocate. It's a limud zchus. And therefore he mentions the gold as a reason to advocate for them, which will lessen the stringency of the Aveda. In Chumash Dvorim, it is to enhance the teichoche. It's looking to admonish them. And because it's looking to admonish them, therefore, to make the teichoche even further, even stronger, therefore, he mentions the gold deer as a reason for which led them to their sin. But the Rebbe also says that this is only according to Rashi in Pshutei Shemikra. If you look in order 14, it says that al pi halacha, and according to Medrash, that actually you find that this gold which is being used here in the parsha, the Dizov, is actually the same limutzchus that Moshe Rabbeinu was using in Parshas Kisiso. He brings in Orah 14, Mashaken al the Halacha Vadrush, Kedibuchos, Shebebrochers, Yume, Sanedrin, Mevuer al Limutschus, al Atevois, Bedizov, Shebeparsha Seinu. The Gemara says in Brochers, the Gemara repeats itself also, that Bedizov says the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oma Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribeine Shaloilam, Bishvil Kesev Zov Sheishpat Olam LeYisrael, because of the silver of gold that you gave him so much, Ishpato, you gave him such a lavish manner. Ache Omru Dai, actually the Gemara says that the word Di is related to the word Vedai. Dai means enough, that's so much. So the Di Zov is related to the word Dai Zov, enough gold. That being a midbar, they had so much gold with that which they took themselves from Mitzrayim, in Bizasayam, etc. And who goram sherosasu egel? And this is what caused to make the egel. So we see that in Gemara, this very pasik is related to the limutzchus. the word v'dizov. In other words, not only Pashas Kisiso, but also Chumash Dvarim. But Pshut Hashem Mikro is Chumash Dvarim, the word v'dizov, more connected to the Teichachet, to the admonishment. But here the Rebbe comes in Ora 14, and is mainly Marichanet in Seif Dalet, and he says that Be'emes, that even here, when Moshe Rabbeinu is Moichiach et Manashigin, is also Merames, is also alluding to the Limut Zchus of the fact that they had gold, which kept them to do this Cheto Egel. How does the Rebbe explain that? So the Rebbe says as follows, that here Rashi, if Rashi only wants to tell us that the severity of the matter, Moshe Rabbeinu is admonishing Gideon that they used the same gold which they got from the Eibishten, they used to make an egel, so Rashi should have said, Oichichon alo egel she'osu beroi vazov she'oyoloem. That he's admonishing him for the fact that they were using for the egel beroi vazov, the plentitude of gold that they had, or another similar type of language. Why does Rashi say oichichon alo egel she'osu bishvil roi vazov? Because of the plenty of gold. Which again, if you say that would bishvil, the term indicates as if the gold is the reason for the sin. Bishvil, it's because of that. And in that case, Am Yisrael is not at fault completely. It's because they had so much gold. But how would it fit with what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to accomplish here? He is looking to be mechir them, to admonish them, to rebuke them. So therefore, is going back to what Rashi says in the beginning of the parsha. Rashi says, "Iskiram beremez," that Moshe Rabbeinu only mentioned all these teichoches, all these negative cases, beremez, mipnei kvoidam shel Yisrael, because of the kavod, the honor that he's looking out for Bnei Yisrael. So the Rebbe says that just as mipnei kvoidam shel Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu did not mention specifically their sins. He was hiding it. He only mentioned these places. Same thing. He was merames in his words also a limud zchus to advocate for them to diminish their sins because this is also kvoidom shel Yisrael. In other words, kvoidom shel Yisrael, the honor and the glory of Yisrael, requires, number one, if you know Aveda, you don't have to say it clear. Just give them the location, and by mentioning the location, they would realize what happened there, and that's going